Welcome to the Build Direct Log. Hello, I'm Jonathan Narvey with the Build Direct Blog. I'm talking with Kelly Anderson, a Calgary-based interior designer who has a focus on sustainable interior design. So what are the basics of sustainable interior design when people are looking to either start from scratch or renovate, or they're just in the mood to try something new in their home?
Well, when I focus with clients on bringing sustainability into their home, it's all about what you can use and reuse and repurpose in order to cut down on consuming new materials. So oftentimes they have furniture in the home that was handed down to them, or that they've found at a thrift shop, or it's a generational piece. And they can often update that and modernize it to fit their own style and the times now, but not have to go out and buy something new. So when I talk about sustainability, it's often about reusing, repurposing, and recycling.
Sure. Can you give us an example or two?
Yeah, sure. So I've recently been working with a client, a young couple that are taking on sort of renovating and redecorating their home. It's an older home. A lot of the furniture that they've got, because they're just starting out, has been passed down to them. So it's a mix of various styles of furniture. They've got a great little table and chair set that's pretty basic. Just a blonde sort of faded out blonde wood that's probably a pine, I think. Pretty 80s and dated, but certainly the style is fine for them to use, and it's just could be updated. So what we've done is painted. We've painted the table a white. We've painted chairs black and recovered the seat cushions on the chairs. So they get a brand new set to them without spending much money.
That sounds great. Well, reuse and recycle are part of the, what we think about when we think of sustainability more generally. What about when we want to use newer materials or new materials, but we still want to purchase them and choose them in a sustainable kind of a way? What kind of things should we be looking for?
Right. I always suggest choosing what makes sense, and not necessarily what is labeled as green or eco-friendly. So when buying new materials, for example, flooring, you're always hearing a lot about bamboo flooring, which is marked as a sustainable product. However, here in Canada, on the west coast of Canada, we have to think about where it comes from. And so not only the kind of material it is, but the costs of manufacturing, and shipping that all the way here to Canada. So when you're thinking about flooring and going bamboo, maybe it makes more sense for us here to actually go with a local forest product and a hardwood floor.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Can you give us maybe one more example of a new product or a modern kind of product that you would recommend for a client for a particular kind of job?
Countertops are always a good one. People are always looking to update their countertops, and everyone automatically aims to go for a stone countertop, which are lovely, but not necessarily the most sustainable or eco-friendly. When you think about sustainability, thinking about the product itself, it's not a renewable product. It takes a lot of manufacturing and production work to go into manufacturing and cutting and polishing that stone, not to mention the transportation costs. It's also a lot of upkeep in the home as well. It looks beautiful, but sometimes they're not necessarily the best depending on your family situation. So thinking about what works best for the family and for you locally. Maybe you can go with a butcher block countertop, which is much more friendly. It's also very popular and contemporary right now, and it's a lot more environmentally friendly.
Well, certainly a lot of factors to think about. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us.